Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Gray Area.
Yeah.
I am Shaquille D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be life, love, abundance, lack, stress, fear, whatever. Just literally whatever. Or nothing sometimes. But thank you for joining us. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend. And hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Also, shout out to our Patreon subscribers. Thank you guys for subscribing. For the low price of $3 a month, you can watch this podcast live along with other exclusive content that is specifically for our Patreon. You can join in on the conversation. The Patreon allows us to be able to create more and higher quality content for you guys. So thank you guys. But yeah, let's just hop into it. How y'all doing today?
Amazing. Sensational.
Work. I'm doing all right. I'm feeling good. Yeah, feel good.
All right. Yeah, I'm tired. But I'm good though. I'm excited about today. Saturday is the day where I do a lot, not a lot less, but I do like less work oriented things and more like whatever I just actually feel like doing. So I'm excited. I just need a nap and some breakfast.
You ain't taking that?
We worked out and then hopped in the shower, made our smoothies, and now we're here.
Oh, where?
Yeah, no. I was trying to get a little Shavasana on.
Shavasana what now?
When we was doing yoga, but then as soon as I was like,
and I can't
do it. You started using the ice machine, getting the crushed ice. I was like, yeah, okay. Try again tomorrow.
I thought she was done.
But I wasn't. But yeah, but I'm good though. Sorry, that was a lot, y'all. Go ahead. What are we talking about today?
The topic today is, if you rewriting the rules, what does that look like?
All right. Questions. Clarifying questions. Rewriting the rules.
For your life.
Just of life in general.
Mm-hmm. For you.
For me.
Yeah.
These are, okay, so it doesn't apply to specific areas like career or anything like that. It's just life in general.
It's your life.
Okay.
Do with that as you please.
Okay, go ahead. I lost my second clarifying question.
All right, I'll start.
Okay.
If I'm rewriting the rules, then I'm prioritizing myself. And happiness. So, if happiness and freedom is the goal, whatever makes me happy and feel free, that's prioritized first. So basically, I'm first and everything I value comes first.
So like, what are the rules? What are the rules that are there now?
Right now, I feel like work, pay bills.
That's the rule. Work, pay bills.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Work, pay bills. It's like a cycle of work and pay bills. Mm-hmm. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Are there any other rules?
I can't think of them right now, but I'm not at the top of my list.
Okay.
I feel that. I think the general rules for how we operate is like, you go to school, you get your job, you work until you're however 65, 60, whatever. Yeah. Or but even before then, you work, you buy a house, start a family, all that stuff. As far as like for me, what rewriting the rules would be, similar. I mean, I guess I would be prioritizing happiness, but I think I would be prioritizing like, one, trust in myself, and like knowing that even if people know more than me, I'm the only person that knows what's best for me. So it's like, whether it's like career wise, whether it's people giving me a suggestion or something, it's like they can give me a suggestion. I ultimately know what's best for me. So if I'm rewriting it that way, I'm kind of just following my feelings and seeing where I end up. Not every single feeling, but like following like my dominant feeling, see where it takes me, and following, like, allow my passion to lead me to wherever I'm trying to go.
Okay. This is interesting because I kind of wrote about this morning. It was, like, very briefly, but I was just, this random thought just popped in my head. And I was just like, I wonder okay, let me think of how to say this. Give me a moment, because it was about to come out and just sound like a very weird sentence. But I realized that I've been very goal-oriented my entire life. And I was like, I wonder what it's like for the people who just do, like, who aren't goal-oriented and just be doing stuff. Like, I would still want to have goals, like, mm-hmm. certain goals, but, like, everything wouldn't necessarily be as goal-driven. So maybe if I rewrote my rules or, like, a rule... if I rewrote my rules, like, going back from the beginning, I would probably, like you were kind of saying, be less goal-oriented and be more feelings-driven and be more, like, prioritizing what I want. Because even when I was younger, like, my goals weren't necessarily based off of me thinking... Well, some of them was based off of me, like, what I wanted. But, like, I feel like some of it went along with the rules of go to school, find a good job, da-da-da-da, versus them being, like, yeah, feelings-driven or, like, I trust myself, I know what's best for me, that type of stuff. So, I guess, I don't know, it's just weird that we're talking about this because I just had that thought this morning. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I realized... I've been with this, but I'm taking life too seriously. But I thought I left that in the past. But I'm working through it, but it's not as going with the wind as I thought.
But that's how I be, like, okay, so, like, over the past year or two, I've been telling myself, like, dang, I wish I didn't take life so seriously. Like, and then... Every time I think that it is something in the past, I'll be like, I realize or I find myself in a situation like, dang, I did it again. Like, I could have just let this be a fun moment. And yeah, I just overthought my way through it. Like, it's wild. But that's the same thing, like, with my relationship with money and me changing my relationship with money. I realized yesterday it's not an overnight thing. Like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, I read this book. I did the exercises. I'm good. No, I'm still working my way through it. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask for you guys, when you guys say taking life too seriously, what does that mean for you guys?
Like, everything got to be right. I got to have a plan. Everything got to be perfect. I got to be great at whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Can't mess up. Like, can't let them see you mess up.
That especially. Like... So some of that stuff, and then also, like, just, yeah, you got to have a plan. So, like, everything has to have a plan. So when it does, there's no plan, it's like, I have to create a plan. I'm taking on extra responsibility because I feel like other people aren't taking certain things as serious. Like, whether I'm working with them or, like, it's just regular life stuff, for me... Even with the whole me still trying to figure out, like, how to put myself first or even make my plate before I make your plate type of thing. It's just, like, making sure everything is fine, making sure there's order in the chaos somewhere, making sure, like, just taking on stuff that just really isn't my problem or my responsibility, but also, like, being very goal-oriented and, like, feeling like there has to be a reason for what I'm doing. Instead of instead of the reason, like, being, I just feel like doing this.
That's interesting. Oh, the reason I asked was because I think, in hearing you guys talk about, like, taking your life too serious, at least more recently I've noticed that the things that I enjoy doing and I have fun, I take it serious because I have fun. So it's like, I'm not, it's a weird thing, but, like, If you paint, right, you're having fun painting, but you take it, like, you don't want to mess up, but you're okay if you mess up because you just enjoy the fact that you're painting. So, like, having fun doing it. Like, you're still taking it. I think we confuse, like, us having fun and taking things serious as, like, they can't. You can't have fun and take things serious.
They can coexist, but I'm not even talking about the things that I had fun with. I'm talking about all of the other stuff that, like, actually doesn't even, I don't necessarily, like, I'm talking about, well, we can usually either bills or just, like, working a 9-to-5 type of thing. Like, taking those things a lot more seriously than the things that I had fun with. Because if I'm taking those things seriously, I'm still enjoying myself. Like, when we were doing the performance practice and I kept going because, like, I was enjoying the process. I mean, I was messing up. But, like, I kept going because, like, I'm enjoying this process. If I was doing anything right now, this would be something that I want to do. Like, I'm embracing this moment. But in me personally taking a lot of things in life too seriously, I played it safe in a lot of ways, and it wasn't in the ways that I had fun with. It was just in the ways that that I felt like, yeah, like I felt like I was supposed to be doing this thing, you know. It was supposed to look like this, or I was supposed to be working this type of job. You know, I went to college. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to get the good job and that, like, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So
those were the rules that you were subscribing to before. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was subscribing to, like, everybody else's rules and not my own.
Yeah, I didn't even have no rules.
Yeah.
All right, my rule was listen to everybody else's
rule. Yes. Listen to everybody else's rule.
Yeah, I feel that as well.
Do you feel like you took life too seriously at all? That's good.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I mean, I probably could have took this portions that I, every portions I probably should have took more serious. But I think there were times. I think for in general, I was more go with the flow. So, like, things that I probably should have taken serious, like, even when it came to college, I wasn't taking it that serious because I didn't care. Like, I was like, my parents told me I had to go to college. All right, I mean. Let's pick this for, this is, they got music, I like music, let's do this. And I wasn't necessarily putting, like, as much thought behind it as, like, some of my peers. Everybody else is thinking, like, job thing. I'm not thinking about it. I'm just, all right, cool, this is a certain amount of time I'm going to be here. So, hey, that's it. They got a blue football field. Let's go.
I will say college is the time that I guess I took life the, like, least serious. I still think I took it a little more seriously than I could have or maybe should have. Like, but I did a lot of the things that I enjoyed. It wasn't just, like, focused on. I did a lot of extra stuff, too. But I did a lot of stuff that I enjoyed doing. So I think college was probably, like, my freest time. But then going back home, it's just, like, the rules started all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that. So, do y'all have any rules that y'all have started, like, implementing already, or outside of the ones that y'all said that y'all were writing, but, like,
I just want to be happy and not stress about nothing. Yeah, I don't want to stress. Just want to be happy and do the stuff that I enjoy doing. Like, remind myself it's okay to do the stuff that I enjoy doing. And then everything I don't feel like doing or don't enjoy doing, that should come second to me and the stuff I enjoy doing. Unless it is a part of the stuff I enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, I think that's important.
I'll go last. You go. I feel like I'm going to say something real long-winded, so.
A rule that I'm living by. I mean, of course, we're talking about, like, honest expression and just. But right now, I think the main thing is, like, trusting myself and, like, trusting that if I don't know something, like, you know, if you don't know, you know, they say, yeah, you know what you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Know what you know, but you
know what you don't. But no, for me, right, I was like, something in me was like, I don't like that. It's like, I know what I know, and I'm going to learn what I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then just go from there. So it's like, I got to trust myself that, like, whatever I'm actually aiming for, like, I trust that I'm always going to find an answer. Like, I'm always going to find a solution. Like, whether or not it's, like, me going out and finding it, or whether it's, whatever I'm looking for, I'm always going to find. So I think, like, just me,
like learning to, the rule for me is to, like, to trust that that God wants me to have a miracle, that God wants me to have the idea, whatever it is, right? And it's like just trusting that, and that's something that I'm trying to work on.
Another thing for me before you go is planning.
I'm just now getting into like a planning phase where I'm actually able to plan. And planning takes me to actually sit down and think about what I need to plan. And also, like throughout the week, write out the stuff that I need to get done or want to get done. I'll just write it out so then when I come to the weekend, I can look through the list and be like, okay, I want to do this this day, this day. And I look at the times and everything like that. So planning, that's big for me.
It's my turn. All right. So, I feel like, so one of the most profound things that we've said on this podcast by you, Brother Breezington.
Anything is attainable.
No. Oh. It was life doesn't have to be like
life don't gotta be like this.
But so basically in using that and like thinking of that, like that's something that I've been repeating to myself. I guess it's like a rule that I'm like, I have been implementing in my life. Number one, because I'm realizing that I do have control over my life. Like if I want something to change, I have to, you know, put in the work to, you know, make that thing different. But also in recognizing the rules that I've lived my life by and seeing how, like, what the world that I lived in, it's like, life really don't gotta be like this. So that's one of the rules that I feel like I've been implementing, which also kind of shaped, like, my values that I've written out. But I feel like my rules are kind of, I'm still shaping them. I don't know if I have, like, a one specific rule outside of, and that's not even, like, a rule. That's, like, a rule of thumb type of thing. Not, like, a, this is set in stone. It's, like, this is, use this as a guiding statement type of thing. But I feel like they're changing and they're evolving as I'm starting to learn more about myself. And learn more about the life that I'm planning to create and all that stuff and, like, what I actually want for me. I feel like my rules are starting to shift. One of the things, and this is one of the things I made my values, one of the rules, but, like, my values is, like, trust myself. Like, I trust myself. And, like y'all were saying, I've trusted so many other people's opinions and always been like, oh, yeah, they have the, what is it? They know what's best for me. They
best interest.
Yes, they have my best interest at heart. I don't know why that didn't slip my mind, but just I used to be thinking like that, and like that may be true, but also like you have your best interest at heart. Like at the end of the day, nobody is walking in my footsteps with me, so I have to make these decisions for myself. Even this morning when I was journaling, like the last sentence that I wrote was, all right, time to go make some decisions. And that was it. Like, that's how I started my day. So I think that I'm still deciding what rules apply now and what rules apply later. Like, what rules do I want to be a rule right now and all that stuff. Because, I think I am open to listening to other people, but at the end of the day, I'm going to make my own decision because I'm going to listen to me. Like, I might listen to you, but I'm going to listen to me is what I've decided. So, yeah.
I got two things. Mm-hmm. You was talking about how your rules are changing and evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're meant to. Like, the more you change and evolve, just like purpose, your purpose always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you hit a certain place, now you're here to do something else. So, and I feel like once you're exposed to more stuff and see what else is out there, then your rules are subject to change. Because mm-hmm. you might go to a different country and experience a different culture. And be like, oh, I actually like that. Let me bring that back to the Americas. And then my next thing was, it was a question. When did you start taking your own advice?
I started taking my own advice when It hasn't been like that long. Like, it's after college. It was definitely after college. I feel like it was after after working at TD Bank. That's when I started taking my own advice, when I quit my job there. Right. Because at that point, that was around 2018. I started taking my own advice because I was tired of feeling like I was going in circles. And in college, I would always be like, yeah, I'm working on obedience. I said obedience. What is obedience?
Embiid. Joel.
I'm working on obedience. And I don't know if it was sacrifice or if it was like listening or something like that. But I kept saying, I'm working on obedience. And I thought that I was working on being obedient to God, right? But since getting, like, older now, and my realization of the dynamics of my relationship with God has shifted, and I realize now that the obedience that I was working on was to trust myself enough to listen to what God instilled in me. So I was working on being obedient to myself based off of what I know God told me to do. So I would say like 2018 is when I first started listening to myself. And like people, when you start listening to your own advice, at least for me, I feel like people just thought I was crazy, to be perfectly honest. Like, even in moving down here, people just
I
thought I was crazy, so they thought
my,
that wasn't happening.
My advice might be crazier than yours.
But you know, the funniest part is that the advice, the reason why I think we should all take our own advice is because it's like, it's subjective, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's to us,
right? Yeah, it's really to us. And even when it comes to your life, nobody knows. Like, you could tell somebody everything, but they still don't have all the information that you mm-hmm. have. They don't have the scope that you have. They don't have the angle, the viewpoint that you have. So, like, you making the decision, or you giving the advice, and it's like, you're giving it from where you at. So it's like, everything, you can see everything here. Like, mm-hmm. the person next to you is like, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't see what you see. And you know, go ahead.
I was gonna say, even if they're there for everything, they still might not see what you see, because they don't feel necessarily what you feel or how you feel it, because the dynamics of it, their lens is automatically different. So it's just like, it's wild that we don't be taking our own advice.
And I also feel like a lot of the advice, it don't even be my advice. It be what God be telling me to do. Mm-hmm. But it goes against everything that I've learned thus mm-hmm. far. And it be terrifying. So I don't be taking my own advice. I know I don't be listening, but I be knowing what I need to do, what I should do. But it goes against every previous identity. But if I'm moving forward and growing, it should be okay, because this is only going to lead me to growth and evolution. But it's tough.
One thing that I had to learn over the years is, more recently, I've really been learning this, especially working with my relationship with money, is that it's okay to let things go, right? It doesn't dispel the memory of it if you let whatever it is go. I realized that I can't take this version of me, and I'm like in a transitioning version of me, like I'm not where I used to be, but I'm not where I'm going yet. And it's like, I can't take this version of me into the next phase of my life. And there's certain things that I have to let go, even if it like hurts me, or some things like I don't even realize it's something that I need to let go until I experience it again, or until like I really sit down with myself. And like I realized the other day that there was parts of my old self or my old beliefs, old, you know, doubts and stuff like that, that I was still just holding on to, because a lot of this stuff, like, you know, a lot of this stuff been baking for 28 years. Like, it's not like this stuff just popped up and I was like, I'm going to adopt that. It's like, no, this stuff been simmering. So just really recognizing that, oh, I have to find the steps to release it, whether it be like just writing about it or whether it be like, I don't know, maybe I need to go X-throne or something. But either way, it's just like, this isn't, although I want to hold on to this, it's not going to serve me in my next season. Like, when I was thinking of, when we talked about making our own consequences and, not consequences, but our own rewards and stuff like that. Like, normally my reward would be ice cream, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't do ice cream as my reward right now, because it's literally, unless I make it myself, because it's literally going to contradict my nutritional journey right now. And I'm not trying to go back to how I was, because if I can't let go of my old eating habits, I'm not gonna, for some reason, something inside of me is telling me that definitely my eating habits is heavily tied to me getting to the next, my next spot, you know, whatever that looks like, wherever that is. If I can't let go of my old eating habits, and I've let go of a lot already, but certain things I still gotta let go, or I'm not gonna get there. I'm not gonna be able to move forward because I'm still tied to this old, you know, version or identity of myself. Yeah. I'm gonna stop talking.
Yeah, you good? Nah, you was spitting. It's, and I think with like taking your own advice again, it all goes back to trusting yourself. But I think what we don't realize is that when we don't, like, in the opportunities where you should have, like, either said something that you wanted to say or, like, trusted how you actually felt, when you say no, it makes it harder for you to trust yourself the next time. So it's like, anytime you want to do something, but you're like, you know, maybe I'll do what this person says. Now, the next time you have to make a decision, it's harder for you to trust yourself, because it's like you made a habit out of trusting what other people say, even if it's
against what.
And sometimes it works. Sometimes it's like, sometimes they made the right call, but then the next time when it's time for you to make the call, it's harder for you to make the call because you didn't make it the last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just in doing that, just knowing I have to build up the confidence to be able to like trust myself to follow my own advice. And for me, I know when it comes to like following my own advice, the easiest way for me to do that is to not hear nobody say nothing. I don't need to know what nobody else is doing, nobody else is saying. Because the second I do, it automatically, it's like, it's not even intentional. It'll automatically just like influence, like, maybe you should do it. Like, nope, we're not even, you said this is what you was doing for today. Why are you,
mm-hmm.
why are you about to go run a marathon? You had no intention of running a marathon today. But it's like, go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah, go. You finish.
Yeah, but I had no intention of doing that until I saw something or I heard something, heard somebody say something. Endurance. Oh, I like that. And it's like, but that wasn't what was guiding me. Mm-hmm. That wasn't what my compass was pushing me towards in the first place. So why in the world am I following this random person? And then it's like it'll get me somewhere, but at the end of the day, I never finished addressing the original problem. So until I finish this problem, why am I jumping to a new problem? Like,
y'all want me to go again?
Problem solving.
Yeah, yep.
I was going to say, because this is something that I was thinking about earlier, too. I was like, wow, I just be letting myself get distracted by anything. Like, as a... That's literally been me. Like, I was upstairs, I was writing, and then I finished journaling, and I was about to do, like, my mantras and all that stuff and write that stuff out. And I just picked up my phone. Why am I on my phone? Like, I had no reason. I didn't get no alert. Like, nobody called me. I just picked up my phone, started scrolling. And then as I'm scrolling, I'm like, why are you even on here? Like, you didn't have no purpose to be in here.
I did that too.
And then I just...
I was supposed to be reading.
Yeah, when I came upstairs, I was like, I had said...
When I was upstairs, I was typing notes out. When I was downstairs, me was writing. I was on the couch. I had the book in my hand. And then my phone in this hand, I was You know what? I don't need to be doing this. But I was scrolling for like 30 minutes, just chilling. And then I went upstairs and then I actually read.
Something that's been helping me because I think you're like naturally your mind is good, like it's gonna wander. Like it's not like nothing you can really do about it. But something that I learned from some book, basically whenever I would like if I'm about to sit down and read and I have a random thought like, hey, I need to wash the dishes, as opposed to me trying to like ignore it, let me just write it down real quick and then come, and then as soon as I get the thought out, Now I can go back. Now it's like, all right, I put that somewhere. And then I would be able to kind of focus on it. Because the more I try to ignore it, the more I try to be like, you know, did I check my email? Did I need to? Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, the more distracted I get, the more I try to fight it. So I was like, you know, let me just check my email real quick. All right, boom. And then for the next 15, 20 minutes, I'm able to just like not even.
Oh, and then you can go back to the note and be like, yeah. Oh, this is what I want to do.
And this was a thought, because a lot of times I don't know if you guys do, but I have thoughts in the middle of me doing something else. So I'm in the middle of writing, I'm like, oh, that's a fire thought. I want to come back to this idea. But I tell myself I'm going to remember it later. I'm going to remember it later. I mean, I might remember the feeling of it a little bit. Like, it was something I wanted to do, but it's like, let me just do this real quick. Let me just, while I have it here, while the inspiration is here, let me just act and then come back and then get back to what I was actually focusing on. Mm-hmm. If that's something that you guys feel like you're struggling with distraction, that's just something that was.
Yeah, I need to try that. But it's also been like, I've been fine with not distracting myself for long periods of time. Like, when I was mixing yesterday, my phone was right there, I was good. And I don't know what happened, but suddenly I just picked up my phone. Like, just stopped what I was doing, picked up my phone. And then I was like, what? And then I put it back down. But it was still just like, just randomly getting distracted. So I might try that.
For me, I realized that I haven't stopped. Even when I wasn't working, I was still working. But I haven't stopped since I was born. Like, since I
stopped what?
Stopped working, stopped moving. Mm-hmm. Like, I started playing soccer when I was 3.
You was 3?
Yeah.
Why do you remember that?
Nuh-uh. Where was you playing at?
I was playing soccer since I was 3.
They had 3-year-old teams?
I've been playing soccer.
I started when I was 5, so I'm trying to figure out how you started when you was 3.
Between 3 and 5, I was playing soccer.
Okay, because.
I was told I was playing soccer since I was 3.
You probably was, but you was probably at dad's practices and stuff.
But, and then I was going to school when I was, then we start school at like 5, 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So from, all right, let's say 4, happy medium. From age 4 until, so that's, I'm 25 years. I haven't stopped. I've been in school, and then once I started working, I've been working ever since.
But again, I'm going to ask, when you say haven't stopped,
haven't stopped working towards something.
Like, but when in life are you ever gonna stop? Like,
I haven't taken a second to breathe. Even when I go on vacations,
okay,
my situation isn't conducive to me to even be able to actually relax.
You haven't rested. You haven't had like an actual moment of like rest or vacation type of thing. Go ahead.
Is it because you don't like the stuff? Is it because the times where you were, like, on a vacation, you felt like you needed to be doing something? Or is it just you just can't stop?
Last time we went home, I should have just stayed here.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, just the situation that I'd be in, whether that be perspective, a lot of times it's prior perspective or lack of planning. So I don't be prepared to, I wasn't prepared ahead of time enough to even just be like, to just relax. So my mind is always, my mind is still in the environment that I'm vacationing from when I go somewhere else.
So do you think you need longer vacations?
I need to get into a space where everything is good. Like, a lot of times it'd be like money stuff. So once I'm in a space where I don't have to worry about coming back and dang, how I'm a, or dang, I just need a, like, once I'm at a point where I'm not necessarily calculating, I don't have to calculate every single thing, I think I'll be able to sleep a lot. I'll be able to rest a lot better.
I was going to say, it sounds like this is just me. It doesn't sound like the issue is like you need more vacation time. Is that the times that you do rest, you need to stop thinking about doing work. Mm-hmm. Like, based on what you just said, like, even if you had a day where you're not, where the focus isn't to try and secure money and, like, make sure everything is good, like, you would probably benefit from that. It's not necessarily, because, again, you, I don't know how many vacations y'all went on as a family when y'all were younger, but, like, from how you describe it, you're still working. It's not like you're, like, even when you're on vacation, you're still thinking about back home. So it's like
still work to be done. Like,
yeah, but there's always gonna be like work to be done. Like, there's not, and it is, that's just kind of like the peaks and valleys of life. Like, we have like the times where you're gonna do more work, this times where you're gonna do less work. Like, even when the time when you weren't, like, during the time when you didn't have when you were transitioning between Mr. Mosquito and, or when you didn't have a job. Like,
I was relaxing.
Yeah, you wasn't doing anything. So you've had the times,
but I was still.
You was a monk.
Yeah, I was doing the personal development. That's still working itself.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always gonna be.
Yeah.
It's always gonna be work to a degree. Not to kind of like, you know, rain on your parade, but that's like.
Oh, just not a parade.
It could be, but like, you know, it just. I think there's always work to be done, and it's like it's that's a part of, I think, how you know you're alive. Like, it's not even like, because if there's no work to be done, there's nothing for you to do.
But are you alive when you're not living?
Okay,
can you consider yourself to be alive if you're not living?
I mean, you're technically alive,
but you're not living. That's just like surviving and thriving.
Yeah, but like technically you are alive, but
are you really living if you're not living?
That's a different question.
What is, and again, what constitutes living?
Doing what you feel like doing whenever you feel like doing it.
You can do that now. That's the.
Yeah, technically you can.
The only reason you can't do it now is because you feel like you can't do it now. Right? There's like, literally, if we're being 100% honest, there's nothing other than the internal guilt. And this is something that I realize whenever I make my schedules for like, when we start planning stuff, when we start getting real, like, I schedule out my life. The only thing that keeps me from like either doing it or not doing it is an internal clock. It's like an internal sense of I have to do this, right? So there's the outside of like your internal obligation to like, hey, pay rent here to do whatever. Like, there's nothing stopping you from getting up, quitting, and be like, I'm not doing this no more. I'm gonna take all my stuff. I'm gonna take all the money I have, and I'm gonna go live on a tropical island. I'm gonna buy a plane ticket and live on a tropical island. Like, there's nothing that's stopping you outside of your internal obligations that you feel like that you set up. Like, I'm not gonna do that to people. I'm not gonna do it. Like, nobody made that rule for you. You made the rule for you. I'm just saying, on a very like basic level. Granted, there's other stuff that you would like you don't, but you don't have, like, it's just you and your dog. Like, you don't got kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything else is like.
Sorry.
But yeah, everything else everything else is just, again, it's rules that you set up for you. So, like, if you feel like you can't cross the line, it's typically because you drew the line in the sand to a degree. This isn't Bree's therapy. I just want you to know. No, it's not. I swear. But the only reason I'm asking, like, the only reason I'm saying it is because, like, there isn't a spot where we're just kind of coast. Like, I'm about to say something I saw on Instagram. Somebody was like, if you're looking for, like, there's highs and lows in life, right? If you're looking for coasting, that just means you're looking to flatline. When you flatline, you're not living. The whole point of life is that you're going to have highs, you're going to have lows. And it's like, there's always going to be some work there's always going to be some kind of work for us to do. As long as you're like in between, you take breaks, you actually rest. Like when you're resting, this isn't the time to worry about what work has to be done, if that's what I'm saying.
That's why I be trying to tell y'all to make sure y'all schedule in some rest or some breaks. And y'all be like, I ain't trying to rest. Like, this is why though, because like we're, especially now, like there's gonna be times in our lives, like right now, because we're literally working toward getting, I don't know, elevating our lives, right? And we'll continue to be doing that. But right now, in the phase of it that we're in, we need to make sure that we are resting, because we don't need to be burning out. And that means when we do go on vacation, putting forth the extra effort to just like consciously tell yourself, all right, I'm not working. Like, so it's gonna, because we've been, you know, you haven't really sat down, except for maybe 1 year, and I mean me too, since you was little. It's like, alright, well, this is a habit you have to develop. So now you have to develop the habit of, when I go on vacation or when I say I'm gonna rest, I'm actually resting. Versus the habit of, no matter where I'm at, I'm still gonna be, you know, working. Because that's what you know. But now, we gotta break whatever cycle, break whatever habit, and create a new one, create a new rule. The new rule is, when I go on vacation, I'm only focused on being on vacation, type of thing. When I decide to rest, I'm only resting, type of thing. Like, we gotta create new rules. Cause I'm the same way. Yeah. So
yeah, I was gonna say, I don't want you to feel like I'm, cause I don't have it all together. In the slightest. I mean, I've operated in a very similar way in terms of, like, it's been hard for me to, like, not think about certain stuff. Like, it's hard for me to vacation when it's, like, feel like the house on fire, feel like whatever it is, right? But, yeah, I think it's just something we just have to work on. And then the question I was going to ask was, what does, like, stopping look like for you?
Silence, just me, just being, yeah, just being. And I, yeah, and in one instance, I'm just stopping. I'm a monk, like, I'm just chilling, quietness, might be by some water, just relaxing, not thinking about nothing. Like, my mind is literally blank. Other times, stopping looks like I might go shopping or something, or go do something. Just relaxing, but without a care in the world. Me relaxing and living life, enjoying life without caring about, like, without caring or worrying.
Without worrying. Without worrying, yeah.
And then the follow-up would just be, like, what's stopping you from doing any of that now?
My bank account doesn't align with how I relax. So until my bank account, it's hard to relax when my bank account doesn't display me.
It's not giving relax.
It's giving, you gotta get more. I mean, because everything that I want to do or enjoy doing, somebody is taking money from me. So until I am in a position where I'm circulating the money. Circulate that thing.
Circulate that bag, good.
I was about to say, who taking money from you? I'm bills. Got bills.
But even like when we talking about going back home, next time I go home, I'm staying in the hotel. So I gotta pay for the hotel. 9 times out of 10, I gotta get a rental car. Yeah, really gotta get my, cross my T's, dot my I's, get everything.
What you need to get a rental car for?
I'm not about to be just stranded.
Uber.
I prefer to have a rental car.
I ain't even mad at that. That makes sense.
Because even when I be home, I don't just be in one state.
Mm, you're right. I
don't remember the last time I was just in one state.
You're right. Sorry, my bad.
But I was gonna say,
it's on the way though.
Yeah, it is, and I was gonna say, I think, and I think we all do this. Like, we make a habit of making our happiness conditional based on the fact that we don't have enough money.
That's why I'm trying to enjoy every moment.
Yeah.
Because I actually be happy. I just be wanting to. Enjoy my life too. I want to experience and enjoy a lavish life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's different. That's different, and that it will require more money. But I think in terms of like the other things, like, we shouldn't make it conditional on us having certain things to get. Because again, there's always going to be work. Like, whether or not it's like it's working to get it, then once you work to get it, you have to work to maintain it, which is again like that's an entirely different monster. But just understanding that, like, you don't have to wait to. You don't have to wait to go outside and get a great view. You can go outside and get a great view. You don't have to wait to.
I'd be happy. I just want the lavish experience. That's where I'm at.
Well, I mean, why don't you experience. How can you start doing that now? Like, before you actually get the. Again, these is just.
I don't like window shopping. That bothers me. I want to throw my entire closet away and start over.
I don't think you should look at it as window shopping. I think that. So, from what I've been learning and observing, and some things that I've heard, was more so like. There's a lot of, so like, as far as lavish lifestyle and doing more, having more, different things like that, there's a lot of things that we've disqualified ourselves from. Like, we've told ourselves that we don't deserve to be in here, or we don't deserve to, we don't have access to this thing, right? And rather than putting ourselves in the space, in the room, in whatever, it might be us just walking around and seeing, like, okay. It's like, even if you looking at mansions, right? Because this is what I want to do. I want to go to some open houses for some mansions and walk in there, not as if, like, I'm just window shopping. I'm just looking around. Like, no, I'm meant to be here. So, like, I'm supposed to be here. Like, I may not be buying this property right this second, but I'm supposed to be here. These are the types of houses that I'm looking for right now. Yeah. Same thing as far as, like, your clothes and shoes and different things like that. Like, I'm not looking at it as window shopping. I'm preparing for the life that I'm creating for myself. This is preparation. All right, so once I do get whatever, I'm buying that. Or I'm going to buy something similar to that. Or, because you know how to make your own clothes, I can make that.
And I was gonna say I wouldn't even look at it as a window shop. One of the things that I planned on doing was, like, again, because I'm saying I want to get rid of mad of my clothes. I got clothes from high school. I'm like, why do I still got this? This is a 3X. I'm not Soulja Boy. Right? You know what I'm saying? So shout out Soulja. But even if it's like I'm just gonna get one of the items. Like, if I just get one of these pair of jeans that I've been looking at, if I just get one, it's like. You can get 30 pieces of clothing in a month. Like, it doesn't have to be like a.
I buy everything.
Yeah, everything all at once. Granted, and you don't have to just be window shopping. Like, you can just kind of slowly, like, hey, let me just get a piece of that. I don't even need the full thing. Let me get that shirt. I like that shirt. I like that shirt from Zara. I like that blah blah from there. Let me just get that.
And but even with that, I only want to, like, clothes. I'm only buying from black.
Then buy companies. Some from black. Then buy
some from this side. Do the same thing for black owned companies.
Yeah,
we make it seem like we haven't made it, or we have to do everything all at one time.
I be feeling like I be having to do that. Like, well, just one lump sum.
But
like,
we do.
I feel you though. I'd be like, let me just
click, click, click. Yeah, but I'll be in the groove. I'll just add it to cart and then just.
So what I do is, this is what I wind up doing. Like, a lot of times I'll decide how much money I want to spend or what's reasonable. When I'm looking, I'm adding everything to the cart that I like, that has my size, da da da. Like, I'm going to keep adding it to the cart. But then when I go to the cart and I look at the price, do I want to spend this amount? Is this is this the budget that was allotted for this particular purchase? Like today. Okay, yes, then I'll get it. No, then all right, process of elimination. Maybe I'll add this to my favorite so I can come back to it. Or I'll, you know, save the link for later. But for this week or on this specific day, this is how much I wanted to spend. So I'm going to remove one or two things, get to the budget that I... Because that's the thing. One of the things that I realized this year is like, I need to know how to manage $10 so that I can know how to manage $10 million. So, which means that if I say I'm spending a certain amount of money that day, or like if I set a budget for myself, I need to stick to whatever that is. I can allow for wiggle room, but if that shouldn't be like a constant thing of me overspending, because I need to be a good steward of my money now and in the future. So like, all right. If I gotta do a little, this is a little sacrifice of, you know, I gotta sacrifice one or two shirts so that I can make sure that I'm staying within the budget that I allotted for myself. Like, that's where the discipline comes in. Like, then I'll go ahead and do that. But I'm coming back for those other set, like, things. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not gonna be sitting there for long. I'm coming back for you. But for right now, for this purchase, like, I'm gonna get what I decided I wanted to spend today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think how I'm about to start approaching it is I'm leaving here with something.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, it don't gotta be the full picture, but hey, I like them. Let me get them shoes. Right. And it's like, maybe again, it could literally be something smaller. Like every 2 weeks, you'd be like, all right, I'm gonna get one of the pieces of clothing today that I wanted to do to redo my whole wardrobe. And it's like in 2-3 months now you done redid a bunch of your stuff. Now you have mad fits, and it's like you're getting there gradually. It's not the spin a grip at.
I don't like waiting.
That's too bad.
I don't like waiting.
But you never heard of like anything worthwhile is worth waiting for.
You ever heard of just throw it in the bag?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't even think he just be throwing it in the bag. He throws too much in the bag. Hold on, let's reassess. We're going to come back next week. I know a check by declared, and then we're going to come back.
But that's the thing. Like, everything doesn't have to be done all at once. And, like, what we see a lot of times in online and in other people's lifestyles is them spending a lot of money. We also see a lot of like celebrities and stuff like that, those items are gifted to them.
Yeah, I know.
And most of the stuff that they have, they give back. They're gifted for the event, and then they give back. Like, they give back to it. Like, give the item back to the designer. Why couldn't I get that out? So it's just like, it don't have to be all at once. It just doesn't have to. Life don't gotta be like this.
That's something you don't have. It doesn't have to. You don't have to blow the whole bag.
But anything is attainable. If I wanna spend the whole bag,
it is.
I'm not gonna spend the whole bag.
It is attainable, but like like with 2 Chainz, he was talking about like building credit and stuff like that. Like, he'll use his credit card to buy whatever, and then he makes sure like he has the money to pay that right back on the credit card type of thing. But like, you don't have to do it. Everything doesn't have to be how the world makes it seem.
Yeah, like there was a girl that I got a mixing template off of on TikTok, and she was showing her studio setup, and she was like, the studio is worth about like $35,000. And then she was just like, then somebody was like, dang, that's crazy. She was like, I just want y'all to know, I did not buy all of this in one sitting. Like, I don't know, like, all of it together, yeah, it's worth $35,000. But she was like, I got this at this time, I got this 4 months later, I got this 5 months later. And it's like, it almost gives you time to appreciate the one thing that you got. Cause it's like, oh, I got this. All right, now I'm about to wear these. I'm about to flip these shoes 1,000,000 to 1 time. All right, cool. Now I got me a new pair of pants. I can't wait to wear these with it. And it's like, you kind of just, you build it gradually. You still get there. But like, it doesn't feel as cool, you know. It doesn't feel as cool being like, oh, I bought three, four fits. This is, right. As opposed to me being like, it took me 2 months to get the 3-4 fits, but.
But it's also like, you appreciate those moments so that when you get to the point where you just like, all right, like, I just spent $5,000, got all this stuff. It's like, once you get there, you're like, dang, I remember when I could only get one or two things at a time. Like, you just appreciate the moments more. Because it's not even like it's a bad thing to just slowly build. And we be trying to really make it seem like, but that's the issue with everything. Yeah. Like, everything, if you look online, if you look at, even like before social media and stuff, like the thought process was that you do this thing, everything just blows up. You buy the house, you buy the cars, you buy the da 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 da. And it's like, it's not always like that. Yeah. In most cases, it's like you build towards the thing.
I think it's just the instant gratification. Because I feel you. Because, like, all right, when I first started trying to read The Artist's Way, she started out, she was like, this is a 12-week, 12 weeks?
Nah, bro.
I already read that.
I'm gonna read this in 12 days, and then I'll apply it. I was like, no, just try. Like,
and I was like, nah, I'm not trying to do that. I've been doing all the reading. I'm cool. Let's just get into it. And then I literally had to be like, you know what? I can't. There's certain things that it's like, as much as I want to get the instant benefit, if it takes me 12 weeks to get it, but it's like which is only 90 days, right? Takes me 12 weeks to get it. Okay, cool. It took me 12 weeks, but now I actually get it. Then it's like, well, it's all right. 3 months. 3 months is not really that long. It feels like it's forever.
Not long either, at all.
But again, when we talk about, and I think they talk about it in, it might have been in the chat of Tommy Habs, we just first talked about instant gratification, reversing delay. Like, most of the time, in the moment, it feels great to be able to blow the whole bag.
But I don't even want to blow the whole bag. I just want to get what I'm going
to
get.
But then it's like, just to have that option, it's just like, I could spend this whole thing, but I just want these few things.
Yeah, like, I think if anything, even if it's like, all right, if it was like 5-6 things that you wanted, pick the thing that you want most out of that, and then get that first. Like, if it was a ring, I already know there's a ring that I'm trying to customize. I can't wait. But, let me just do that first. And it's like, that's the first part of the big picture. Like, I can see the whole picture. Like,
do that. I just watched a video. They was talking about a lot of times we try to master the macro before we even
get the micro.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to take that approach. Just chill. I'm gonna sleep on it. You know, I'm gonna take my naps before I make any rash decisions. Make sure I'm showered, I'm clean.
Yeah.
But I mean, because I was gonna say, even with some of your, like, when you're paintings, you were saying you draw them first. Like, you don't, it's like you're not trying to draw, paint, and do everything in the same. I mean, again, you might be, I don't know. But like, most people said, let me draw while I'm painting.
It'd be too much detail.
Yeah.
Like, in my stuff for me to even. Try and just sit down and do it all in one day.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure it's the same amount of detail or more detail in the things that you want to do with your entire life, where it's like, hey, let me just do this part first, and once I get that, now when it look together, it's like, oh, he put that together well. I like how he put that together. It's like, yeah, you know, it don't matter how long it took me to get it. Like, I got it. Like, that's just how I've been thinking about it.
I mean, I would prefer to get it a little bit quicker, but.
I agree.
But then it's also like, these things will help us to be able to teach our kids how to handle their money well as well. Like, and let them know, like, everything doesn't have to be done at once. Like, if you can do it, I mean, you can go for it. But it's all right. You can build towards this thing, and it's not going to make it any less valuable. Like, whether it be just, like, life stuff, whether it be actual material items, like, you can build towards it. And I feel like we be getting so caught up in the idea of just doing everything. And I'm one of these people. I'm talking to myself too. I'm definitely talking to myself as I'm sitting here thinking here. But like, we be getting so caught up and thinking like everything has to be like,
it's all or nothing. That's the reason why the two minute rule. Same reason. It's like, hey, if I'm not about to just do 2 minutes of my workout, but it's like, 2 minutes, you doing 2 minutes is better than you doing nothing.
Right.
I know for years that I approach it like, nah, if I don't get the sound right how I want it to, or if it don't look how I want it to, I don't even want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I could, or hear me out, you can do a little bit of it, and then we can build towards whatever it is, and that way you still get what you're looking for.
Right.
It don't have to be an all or nothing approach to everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff, I mean, it is all or nothing, but It don't gotta be.
Yeah, that's a rule. Yeah, new rule. But
you know, we should have a segment called "Interventions with Bree."
Air pods and Bree.
We talking to ourselves too, because I was, as you were talking about the clothes, I was thinking about like the catalog that I'm trying to build of songs, and I was like, dang. Even when you were talking about like things being like perfect or being in place and stuff like that, and I was thinking about when we watched that video of Esther Dean, and she was just like, the song doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be powerful. I was like, wow, that literally changes things now. But I can't do all 50 songs, 200 songs at one time. Like, I have to go through one at a time. And as much as I want to just be like, let me just knock all of this out at once, I'm physically not capable of recording 200 songs at the same time. If somebody knows how to do that, let me know. You know, if I need to, you know, do the Mongolian throat singing, split vocal cord or something, so I could do one song over here, another song over here, this mic at the same time. But
yeah. And like I said, I'm still working on it as well, man, because there's stuff I'm like, nah, I gotta, like, it's almost like a fine line between, like, hey, sometimes you want to work on stuff, like, till you get it right, and then sometimes, like, you just gotta go, even when you're not, when it's not all the way there yet, because, like, nobody cares. It's like with Michael Jackson, like, he made, before Thriller, it was Starlight, and they just didn't get it right the first time, and it was like, I think Quincy was like, nah, this is cool, but I think it could be better. And it's like, but the song still, they still had the song in work in progress, but it's like, they did it a bunch of times, and then they eventually worked to get it to where it was at. It wasn't like they just did it all in one take, and it came out perfect. They were like, nah, we're going to keep working on this. We're going to chip at this little by little. And then it's like, by the time everybody else see it, it looked like, oh, this is perfect. I don't know how they thought about it. And it's like, they were like, hey, I was working on this pinky toe, and then eventually it turned out to a whole marble masterpiece. y'all wasn't with me when I was working on the pinky toe. You know?
No, but I think having this conversation actually made me realize a lot of things. It just kind of connected a bunch of dots for me. So, thank you.
Word. Me too.
Me three.
New rule alert.
New rule alert.
Y'all wasn't with me when I was getting baked potatoes. Oh, man.
But that's like, it's stuff like that. Like, I'm very excited because we'll be able to look back and be like, y'all remember when we was eating baked potatoes every night? Or like, even like, just like I told you when we was going to Aldi, like, it's going to be a point of time where we'd be like, remember we used to just go to Aldi and just, we don't even shop at Aldi no more.
Yeah, I'm mad now. I'll be like, ooh. Oh, I walk into Aldi, I was like, ooh. What is that?
Had it is.
Oh, my goodness. Clutching my pearls. Nah, I mean, but yeah, that's just not it.
Yeah. But do y'all have any final thoughts on creating your own rules, changing the game? I don't know what else, but any final thoughts?
It's a building process. Mm-hmm. Life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm. You knew that.
We building.
We're
in the building stages. Mm-hmm. It's like we've laid the foundation. Now we are at the point where we're actually building, putting the
poles.
Sheetrock.
I wasn't gonna say sheetrock.
framework.
We got the foundation. Now we're working on the framework, on the skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cement.
It's all a process.
Yeah, I would just say.
Remember that.
Yeah, I would just say follow your feelings. That's all I would say. Like
feel
your way through. You know, that's it. Just do what feels right, and yeah, just have fun with it.
And I'll echo their sentiments, but,
echo.
The exciting thing about right now is also that you guys are building with us. So you guys are seeing us in the beginning stages of what we're working on. You're going to be there as we're building. And if you join our Patreon, you'll actually see a lot more building than what you're seeing on the recorded podcast. But I just want to say thank you guys for joining us again. Moral of this story is to create your own rules, follow your own heart, and also trust the process of building. Not everything has to be done all at once. It's cool if you can do it, but it's okay to just build towards whatever you want and shape it how you want to shape it. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Gray Area.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
Your boy, Demani.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. And we will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay black, people.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Especially my nut.
Push the goddamn button.